Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, you can check me out on Drive all next week, forever, from 4 p.m. Anyway, we start today's podcast by looking ahead to a big old day. Here's what you have to look forward to hearing across the TalkSport network.
And so it begins. Game day is the place to be.
Just outside the penalty area, Leon Bailey onto his favourite left foot. 1-0 Aston Villa.
It's a very difficult match. It's a tough match and they are building a team.
It's finished. Arsenal 1, Manchester City 3. Manchester City move top of the table.
The most important thing is how we are tomorrow and focus on that, because the rest of the things, we don't know what's going to happen.
And they are still firmly in the bottom three.
To take 3 points out of them two games in a normal season, you go, okay, well, that can happen.
It's a big opportunity and the players are excited to try and go to Goodison and go get the 3 points.
Nonto strikes on the edge of the area and scores brilliantly. The Leeds United fans go mad.
Now, ahead of today's live and exclusive TalkSport commentary of Aston Villa against Arsenal, TalkSport's George Sexton Kerr has been speaking to Villans centre-back duo Tyro Mings and Ezri Konsa.
Let's talk about the gaffer, Unai Emery. Great start to life as a manager. What's he brought to the club in terms of changes? You know, where does it come from with Unai?
I think probably his experience. He's, again, gone on to do things that we aspire to do as a football club again, which is to get to Europe and challenge at those levels. So having someone come in and that has been there and done that and can kind of guide us on that journey is obviously important to the development of us as players and as a club. Probably his experience coming in has been really important for us.
Yeah, and in terms of a character, I saw Leon Bailey talking about how funny he is. He's a proper character. You know, is he like that around the dressing room with you boys?
No. not at all. I think with the boss, I don't think he tries to be funny, but I think the things that he says comes out funny and we do laugh. But he doesn't really joke around with us. He's pretty much very serious when it comes to work and on the training pitch and in the games. So it's very serious with the boss.
And in terms of his management style, you know, we obviously see managed on the touchline. Is he more animated in training? Is he more of a thinker? You know, is he very vocal as a manager?
Yeah, he's always in the middle of the training pitch, kind of guiding you through exactly what he wants, not just telling you, also showing you. Games in training will be going on and he's running alongside you, basically telling you what to do, where to be, what body shape to have. So he's definitely a thinker. I think he's very critical of everybody, himself included, which is obviously great for us after games to debrief and to learn from the game. But he's also very vocal and very active in training as well. I think he strikes a nice balance.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like he does. And obviously he's facing one of his former teams, Arsenal. Has he said anything special about facing one of his former clubs to you boys? Or is it, just business as usual?
Yeah, just business as usual. He wants us to have a winning mentality, no matter who it is, whether it's Arsenal, his former club. You know, he wants us to be consistent in every game that we play. So, Saturday will just be business as usual.
This afternoon, managerless Leeds United take on Sean Dyche's Everton in a relegation six-pointer. It's live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. Ahead of the game, TalkSport's Ollie Clink spoke to Leeds striker Patrick Bamford, and Alex Crookie Crook caught up with Everton midfielder Idrissa Gueye.
To be honest, we're not really thinking about in terms of if a new manager comes along, because I think Scoobs has shown to the lads that the tactics he gave us for the last two games and the way we've played have almost, not that the lads weren't confident in him before, but they've almost like made the lads really feel at ease with him, and that there's a lot of positivity behind what he's doing. So for me, it's just concentrating on how I can help the team at the minute with Scoobs in charge. And I think that the way we play with him will help me as well. So, yeah, if it's not looking too far into the future, because we've got a lot to kind of deal with now. During the World Cup break, I kind of got to the bottom of it and sorted things out and made sure that when I was coming back, I was going to be good to go. And then, yeah, I think since I've come back, really, I've felt, obviously, the first game against Aston Villa, coming on and scoring helps as a striker. And then from there, I've just felt good in the games, and I think I've been doing pretty well form-wise and getting involved in goal contributions and things like that.
Nonto strikes from the edge of the area and scores brilliantly. What a goal that is. The Leeds United fans go mad. It's taken less than a minute for Wilfried Nonto to open the scoring here at Old Trafford.
Very relaxed, always happy. He's a good kid in terms of that he always wants to do the right thing. I was going to say he's never late. He was late once, but it was just the odd occasion. But he does everything right. He's very professional. And the best thing is, as well, he's humble as a guy. Like, he's always happy, always smiling, but he doesn't know. Well, he probably does know how good he is, but he doesn't show it, if you know what I mean. And I think that's why all the lads warm to him straight away. And we know how crucial he is to the team, whilst trying not to put pressure on him because he's only 18. So it's just trying to get the best out of him whilst putting too much pressure on him.
When I was there before, we were playing on the top of the table, and now we are fighting to get out of the relegation. That's the big difference. But people are amazing here, and it's such a good club and big club, and we have to bring it back on the top of the table.
Every game's a must win in the Premier League. The Premier League is a very, very unforgiving part of football. And every game's important.
He's a very, very good manager. I have good feeling with him, and he gives us what we need, like working hard on the pitch and coming to the basics things. Yeah, giving everything on the pitch to try to win every game.
To breakfast now, and the team were joined on the show by former Spurs boss Harry Redknapp. Harry's not been in work since a short stint at Birmingham in 2017, but has found himself linked with the vacant job at both Leeds and Southampton. He was asked how the links came about and whether he was interested in a return to the dugout.
Someone rang me yesterday and I said, what are you talking about? I said, it's not April the 1st, is it? I mean, it came out, yeah. But no idea, Ray.
Would you ever think about getting back in, Harry?
I would do it. But now, Ray, I love it, you know what I mean? I wouldn't say no anywhere, but I honestly haven't, you know, I'm not going to get the Leeds job. It's not a chance. That's not even a... But, if someone asked me to go in and work
You'd keep them up, Harry, wouldn't you?
I'd go there. No wages, bonus for keeping them up. That's the move.
I would do it, but it coincides with Cheltenham week. So, I can't miss Cheltenham. I'm up there with you lads on the Thursday. I've got a couple of runners, hopefully, back on the lashes and run on the Thursday. So I can't give that up.
Now, sticking with breakfast, Arsenal invincible Ray Parlour gave his somewhat unusual theory about why having his wisdom teeth out greatly improved his injury record.
We used to see a French guy comes over. Obviously, Arsene Wenger knew him very well. We spend like 35 minutes with him and he pushing pressure points in your body. It's amazing. You come out like a different person. If you had your wisdom teeth, you might laugh at this. And you, yeah. So when they start playing up a little bit and you're pushing through, yeah, you used to put some bad blood into your body and you'd get little niggles. So a lot of the players had their wisdom teeth out. I promise you now, that really affected your body. Freddie Ljungberg had them out, I had them out. And after that, I didn't get those niggles. I promise you now, it helped me out. And I was training every day.
I went to stay with him in Laval in France, near Paris, because I had a problem with my knee. And I said to, I said to Gary at the time, I said, do you know what? I can't get this right. And he said, no, when it was struggling, I said, I want to go and see Philly. And I went to stay with him for about 10 days. And I've never been in such a regime of massages, pressure points for about 10 days. And I came back, my knee was fine. And he stopped me having a hernia operation once. Yeah. I had a hernia before he came. And then I had another one that I was booked in to go and have an operation. And he said, you don't need an operation. Let me get you, got me on the massage table.
Yeah, exactly.
And did a few manipulations and a few pressing here and there and jumped off. 10 days later, I was back in the first team. Wow. And never had a problem with it since.
I always laugh the way Ray describes these things. But yeah, it's true. There was his name was Philip Boxell, and he was a cranial osteopath. And this was big in France and Italy at the time, and Arsene brought him over. And I mean, the lads nicknamed him the magician because they trusted him so much. And he was a cranial osteopath. He used to work with a lot of our players.
Who used to take teeth out, wisdom teeth out as well.
Well, he wouldn't do that. Again, it wasn't as simple as that. If we had players that kept getting recurrent minor muscle injuries, it was one of the things that he used to check, and we'd send them to a dentist and have x-rays taken of their wisdom teeth. And if there was indications of any infection or impaction of the wisdom teeth, they would have them removed. And the science behind it, not sure.
Now, Marcus Rashford scored his 22nd goal of the season on Thursday night as Manchester United drew the first leg of their Europa League playoff tie with Barcelona at the Nou Camp. Stuart Pearce told White and Jordan that he likes what he's seen from the Red Devils this season.
I think he's pushed them to somewhere near title contenders, I would say, at this stage. I don't think maybe this season might be too soon for them, but I certainly think with a growing process of the next few months, there's no reason why they can't come back to the table next year as Premier League contenders. And I don't think they've been that for a number of years.
Rashford played in by Fred into the penalty area. Right-footed shoots low towards the goalkeeper's near post and scores again. What a lightning quick goal. What a response from Manchester United.
When we talk about world class, for me, world class isn't about making a statement about this week or next week. It's permanent over a long period, or even looking back on that period, have they been world class? There's only a handful in my eyes that I look at and think they're really world class.
And
Messi,
he's not one.
Ronaldo. No, I wouldn't say he's world class. I would say at this moment in time, he's world class. But I've not seen it consistently enough over his whole career. His stats at the moment, games per goals, as we stand at the moment, are the best of his career. And I think that probably shines a light on what's gone before a little bit more, and probably highlights that a little bit more, that there was more expectation for him to do better in years gone by.
Manchester United fans are waiting to see who throws their hat in the ring to buy the club as the soft deadline for submitting proposals approached. Co-director of campaign group Fair Square, Nick McGeehan, outlined to White and Jordan their objections to any Qatari bid.
When we talk about sports washing, right, what are we concerned about? We're concerned about sport being used as a political tool, and we're concerned about the impact of that on the things that we work on. Now, this would set a precedent whereby Qatar could buy two clubs, Saudi could buy two clubs, the UAE could buy two clubs. Why stop at two? Why not go for three? So what is the power that these states would have? And you're absolutely right, we have deep concerns about how they treat people and the abuses that they perpetrate. But what the power that they would wield if they take control of these clubs would be significant, and that would have a massive impact on our work. And yes, it is about the integrity of the game too, because you can care about human rights and you can care about football at the same time, and you can care about the game being taken over by authoritarian states, the same way you can care about countries being taken over by authoritarian states. So the two things are linked. I get where you're coming from. I see why you think it's a little bit of a fudge, but that's actually not the case. We'll protest against it. We'll look for influential people to protest against it. You'll look for regulators to, you know, Simon made a good point earlier on about there's no framework for getting states out of the clubs, for getting countries out of football clubs. That needs to change, you know, and we need to have politicians and influential people in the game standing up for that and saying, you know, we want the game back. It's not perfect as it is, but it's heading down a dangerous path, I think, would be the key.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
It's a game day countdown now with Hugh Woozencroft and Leanne Sanderson.
That VAR Lee Mason is leaving the PGMOL and will no longer officiate in the Premier League. Understood that Mason departs by mutual consent a week after the 51-year-old made that major mistake in Arsenal's 1-1 draw with Brentford. The VAR incorrectly allowing Ivan Toney's equaliser to stand, forgetting to check whether Christian Norgaard was offside. There wasn't an apology for Arsenal and Mikel Arteta, who simply responded, how am I going to get my 2 points back? And it could be vital come the end of the season.
Well, I think that what must be recognised is that VAR is a specialist role and clearly not suited for everyone. And I think that with the aid of technology, you really can't make the game-changing errors that Lee has made. So I think this is the correct move. He has been a loyal servant to the PGMOL, long service. He came on the Premier League in 2000 as an assistant referee, and then 2006 to 21, a long career as a referee. But frankly, as a VAR, for some unknown reason, he's not been able to transfer the skill sets that he had on the field of play off the field of play in this role.
Well, we were expecting bids for Manchester United. 10 o'clock, the deadline set by the Rain Bank for those so-called soft bids to be submitted. We expected a bid to come in from Qatar. That bid seemingly has now emerged. I have a statement sent to me in the last few minutes. It reads, Sheikh Yassin bin Hamad Al Thani today confirmed his submission of a bid for a 100% stake in Manchester United Football Club. The bid plans to return the club to its former glories, both on and off the pitch.
A lot of Manchester United fans, while appreciating the moral issues that clearly come with this bid, they were all raised before the World Cup, which actually turned out to be a fantastic event. I think they realise, a lot of Manchester United fans, if they really want to challenge for Premier League titles, they really want to challenge for Champions League glory, they have to go toe-to-toe with Manchester City. And that means being state-owned.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast app first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe. Everyone be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.